I want to share something from you about where sin began and where our salvation began. If you understand this, I believe you would have discovered one of the great secrets of the Christian life. You have often heard me speak about that. Turn with me to Ezekiel 28 first. Just five words, very important to remember. Long ago, when God created the heaven and earth, everything was perfect. There was no sin. Every person whom God, all the angels whom God created, He created the angels, and the head of the angels, we don't know his name. Everyone was perfect. But in that head of the angels, you find this statement. Ezekiel 28 verse 17. Think of these five words. Your heart was lifted up. In those five words is the origin of all the sin that we see in the world today. All of it. It comes out in many forms, like, you know, sometimes some little germ inside us can cause many sicknesses. Here is the root of all sin. And I'll tell you this, whatever sins you may get rid of in your life, if you don't deal with the root, it'll crop up in some other place. You deal with the root, everything will be taken care of. Where is the root? Remember these five words and remember the reference. Ezekiel 28:17. Your heart was lifted up. There is a because after that, and the because can be many different things in our case. In the case of the head of the angels, it was his beauty, his wisdom, and the splendor of his position. His physical beauty, and he was very, very handsome, good looking. That can be one reason for pride. Or wisdom, cleverness. He was the cleverest of all created beings. And when we compare us, you see, all pride comes through comparison. If the other angels were more beautiful than him, he could not be proud. But he was the most beautiful, most good looking. If the other angels were cleverer than him, he could not be proud, but he was the cleverest. All pride comes through comparison. We compare ourselves to others. Perhaps we are better looking, cleverer, and we have a more splendid position. Means a good job or good house or many other things that the world values. If I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, even if you have accepted Christ, and most of you have, your problems will remain all through your life until you hit at this root, and keep on hitting it because it doesn't go away easily. And all, whenever you read of chaos, confusion, war, murder, sexual exploitation, kidnapping of children, remember, everything originated from here. Everything, every evil you read of or hear of, all the evil other people have done to you or they've done to others, everything originated from these five words. Your heart was lifted up. And if we are careful about this one area, we can protect ourselves from sin. Otherwise, what we are getting rid of is certain external manifestations or external fruit from this tree without hitting at the root. And I believe that many, many Christians are thinking they are holy because they got rid of certain external fruit and never hit at the root. They don't judge themselves at the root because the root is not visible. But anybody with discernment can detect spiritual pride in you. Most people cannot detect that in you because they themselves are proud. You see, if someone is proud himself, it's not easy for him to detect pride in another. But if you walk the way of humility, it's very easy to discern. Even when a person acts humble and speaks humble, you can see it's not genuine. And I'll tell you this, as I've observed Christians for 60 years in many countries, preachers and even in CFC churches, I feel that very, very few people are serious about dealing with this root. And most people do not even see the pride that there is in them. It's like a smell that comes out, you know. Supposing you're perspiring and stinking, there's a smell which you yourself don't get, but which others can pick up. It's like that. Or when you get much older, your breath becomes bad because of age, and you don't smell it yourself, but other people pick it out. So it's not something we can cover up with perfume or something. It's something you've got to deal with at the root. So sin came from here. And from here we read that he wanted to go above and go even further than he was. All the desire to exalt oneself and go up. And this is the reason why we read here in 1 Peter 5. It says in verse 5, the last part, God is opposed to the proud. Those are the other words you must remember. God is opposed to the proud. He is the enemy of every proud person. And he's the enemy of all pride. So if there is pride in me, God hates it. You know, we think of sin as sexual evil, adultery, fornication, murder. But all of it comes from pride. And that root is what God hates. You may never commit adultery or murder in your life. You may be such an upright person that you don't even tell lies. You're very upright in your office. But pride can still be there in your heart. And I want to tell you, with all your uprightness and all your honesty in money matters and your uprightness in your office, God is your enemy. He opposes you. He stands against that pride in you. And that is the main reason why many believers do not make spiritual progress year after year after year after year. Think of the time when you were converted and how many years have gone by now. We have come to the end of 2019 and begun 2020. And if you don't want the rest of your life to be like the past without much spiritual progress, you better deal with this root. And remember, God is opposed to all types of pride, even spiritual pride. Pride that you are a spiritual person. Pride that others honor you, respect you, that you know the Bible or you can preach well or could be anything. God is opposed to the proud. Remember that all your life. I'm thankful that I discovered that. And that is also the reason why God does not give you grace. You cannot overcome sin without grace. And it says here, God gives grace only to the humble. Verse 5. That is a law. You know, it's like, because of gravity, water always goes down to the lowest place. If a road is up and down, when it rains, the road, water always goes down to the lowest place. It's like, the Holy Spirit's like that. If the Holy Spirit's moving in our midst right now, He's going to enter the humblest person sitting here. And that's it. You don't have to ask the water to come down. It'll automatically come. If you're in the lowest place, it'll come there.